So weird how life
works.
Yeah. I would have not thought this would be me.
Hey, Roll Tide.
I'm not perfect. I'm going to stumble over my words. I'm going to make mistakes.
I think I like people that look like they haven't bathed.
Crunchy. Yeah, but I'm a total train wreck.
Are you ready to do this?
Guarantee you'll see the beast.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to a brand new 13th season of 25 to Life.
Lucky 13.
Right? If we keep going, we're like halfway to being 25, season 25 of 25 to Life.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
The universe would implode on itself.
It would.
Mathematically.
Wow.
Right?
Science.
I mouthwashed for this episode.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to be fresh.
That was nice.
For you, and then also just like for the fans.
See?
For 25 to Life Nation.
You know what?
They're listening, and I like to think they can hear it. Like, I don't want there to be stuff in my teeth and my gums that's like, that's like blocking the sound. I want it to be pure, like straight from my mouth to this microphone to our people's ears with no pieces of food in the middle.
Thank you.
Direct.
Yes.
This is going to be a challenging season.
I think so. We have been pretty vocal.
We, Taylor and Adam, have been pretty vocal.
Correct.
Somebody else involved in the situation is not being vocal.
Well, we, Adam and I, have been pretty vocal about how we feel about the current Bachelorette. As stated previously, I think she needs hooked on phonics. And it is very clear from this episode that I was right.
She's dumb.
You know.
Not just dumb. She's dumb.
Whoa.
It's different.
Whoa. Whoa. You know, I thought it was going to be one way. And.
You were right.
It was that way.
But
and
further.
More.
Yeah.
So also throughout this season, we're going to start playing this game where I'm going to count the number of seconds that Hannah is speaking, but her voice is not on screen.
Why are you counting? For our listeners who are maybe not as versed in the production of a television program, why would you be doing that?
Because the editing on this show is almost as bad as that clip that's been circulating on the internet from Bohemian Rhapsody. It is cut to smithereens.
A classic Taylor reference that no one gets.
I will add the link in the bio. But this thing is cut to smithereens. So they will literally show the back of Hannah's head or anything else. They will land the camera on a stationary plant.
The cameraman just zooms down and the shoes are
on
untied.
On his own feet.
So he ties his shoes
the
and
stands back up. The cameraman is sitting on a vase in the back of the room. And Hannah's voiceover is speaking over the entire shot. The longest instance that I counted, and I know that this isn't the longest one because I only started counting it probably
after it got noticeable.
After
yeah.
It was really noticeable, was an 8-second cut where she was talking and not on screen.
Yeah, like, I don't want to brag, you know, like I'm some sort of highfalutin professional over here, but
sure,
I did
sure,
spend
sure,
a summer
sure.
interning at the cable access channel
right.
in Springfield. And
what'd you learn, Adam?
I was the face of Elder Abuse Awareness Month.
Wait, when is Elder Abuse Awareness Month?
It's in the summer. I think it's June or July. I think
well,
it's June.
Here we are. On the eve of Elder Abuse Awareness Month, what can you tell us?
When you don't hire actors, they're the interns. And Somebody had to abuse those people on camera.
If somebody has the footage.
There is no tape. This is pre-YouTube. This is like 2006, maybe? Summer of 2006?
But I need you to understand, all we need to do is call the cable access channel.
No, this is like on a VHS somewhere.
Honey, anything could be digitized. Anything.
Like I was saying, I don't want to brag about having all this experience. But here's a pro tip for anybody listening. Pro tip. If you're listening to her talk, but you're not seeing her talk, she's not saying it. She's reading it in a booth somewhere in post.
Well, and as, you know, for a family of actors, as someone who was in the summer stock production of The Event.
And what year was that? Taylor Robinson was TikTok in the summer stock. How old were you? 12?
I was an age that was under 13, sir.
So I said 12.
Okay.
Plus or minus. Yes.
Yes. You as a family of actors, I would agree that voiceover work is very challenging. And cutting together whatever it is that Hannah was saying when she was on camera seemed to be very difficult for the editing team. No wonder she hasn't done any press.
If you're the kind of listener who consumes our show through the radio and then also The Bachelorette on television,
right?
Please notice this.
Yes.
The woman cannot put together a coherent thought on camera, so instead she puts together coherent thoughts off camera.
Right.
Or somebody else puts them together for her.
Someone puts her thoughts together.
The way that she normally talks, her normal speaking thing.
Her cadence, yeah.
Yeah. It's like she's reading from a book or something, only there's one word on a page, and then she has to flip through and find the next page with a word on it before she can speak that one again. They're not back-to-back consecutive words or thoughts. It's like one thought split across, I don't know, five or six separate bursts of a word or two at a time. And she doesn't really know when the inspiration's going to strike for the words to come out.
It's really, really... it's bad. But the thing that I find to be interesting is that when she gets passionate about something, or she's very sure or confident about whether she likes something or not, she speaks in a normal cadence. But any other instance, she's doing that.
I almost jumped in and like finished that for you.
I know.
Which I think is going to be an issue when you watch. Oh, by the way, if you guys didn't pay attention to our excellent new intro music.
I kind of love it.
It's excellent. And like, spoiler alert, there is an excellent outro as well. Yesterday, you know, I spent about an hour listening to audio of her interviews with people on press before the season.
Right. Now, mind you, those interviews happened 2 months ago when she was interviewed. She has not done any press since the announcement of her being the Bachelorette. I think I maybe saw one video that was cut together from Entertainment Tonight, and it was only on YouTube. She hasn't been on Kimmel. She hasn't been on Ellen again. Nothing. Because she can't speak.
But when she talks to these people, these are professional interviewers,
yeah,
right? They do this for a living.
Yes.
When she speaks to them, she speaks so slowly, and also you can see what's coming so straightforwardly, that the interviewers will just finish her sentences for her. That's the first snip of our intro.
Right.
Is her talking to Chris Harrison, and he can, it's so obvious to tell what she's going to say, but she can't get the words out.
Right.
That he just finishes the thought for her.
Finishes,
which I think the guys are going to start doing on their one-on-ones with her. And it's going to be pretty noticeable. So keep an eye out for
that. And I think, you know, if she's trying to create a relationship with somebody and you're talking to somebody and all they're doing is finishing your sentences and you're not able to emote the way you want to, I'm sure that will get very frustrating for her. So I can't wait to see how it plays out.
Oh, I am 0% attracted to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close.
So fun.
Whole season of me trying to figure out how 30 men could possibly have fake interest in her.
But you know, we always get very excited when we do The Bachelorette because we get to sort of make fun of the guys. There's a different energy to what's going on in the house.
Men,
a lot of testosterone.
Men are easier to make fun of because they're so confident in themselves.
Yes, totally.
They're so confident in themselves. Like, sometimes the women, like, they might have a flaw or something, but they acknowledge it, and they're like, you know what? Maybe I'm not the best public speaker, so this public speaking date isn't going to be good for me. The guys are like, you know what? I can't rap, but I'm going to do it on television twice.
Thanks, Cam. Jesus
Christ. They're so confident.
They
are. It makes the target bigger.
Men are worse, right?
Yeah, I mean, except for women, they're the worst there is. That's it. Hannah is going to be a challenge. She's going to bestow upon us the burden of vocabulary, which I'm willing to try, you know, to tackle. It's going to be confusing.
I think you and your affinity for grammar is really going to help us this season.
You know what attracts me is vocabulary, is a woman who can think fast and speak her thoughts, you know, eloquently. I appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is not... don't act like I'm saying this to you.
Are you caping for me?
No, I'm just putting it out into the ether in case anyone's listening and thinks I'm single.
Okay. I don't
We have different last names. They might not know.
We do. We do. So the other thing that I want to talk about, and I think the show will lean into this a lot, is sort of letting Hannah be quote unquote real. And creating these real moments where
she's
Hannah
not perfect. She's real.
Right. She's, you know, she's not rehearsed.
They're two ends of a different spectrum.
Yeah. You know, she's not rehearsed and she's so authentic and, you know, she's awkward and strange. And it's like, I'm so, you know, the Cyndi Lauper. I'm so unusual. It's like, okay, give me a break.
What is that? I'm so unusual.
You didn't hear that? Cyndi Lauper used to say that all the time.
I didn't know that.
Read a book, Adam. Oh, wait.
All I do is read books.
Oh, wait.
Stop reading books, I think is what you meant to say. Watch TV and stop reading books.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
reading sucks. TV rules.
They're going to keep bringing that up. Like there are two ways to be.
Yeah.
You can be perfect.
Yeah.
Or you can be authentic.
Right.
And awkward.
Like, yes, yes. And this is probably going to really piss me off.
This is obviously
a
falsehood.
This is a falsehood. This is not a real thing. You know, they're creating this environment where, you know, the only way a good woman or a woman who is supposed to be, you know, a good partner, she has to be real and authentic. And, you know, being perfect is the worst. And it's like, that's not really the dichotomy that we're trying to create.
Be a grown-up.
Yeah.
The perfect partner communicates.
Yeah.
The perfect partner looks at you and then they say what they're thinking, not just giggles into oblivion like
right.
this girl does.
Think about having that for 50 years.
Giggles into
oblivion.
When she doesn't know what to do. Like, and being the bachelor or the bachelorette is kind of hard because you have to spend a lot of time on camera,
yes.
like, looking pensive.
Yeah.
Which she cannot do at all. She can't keep a straight face about something for more than 2 seconds.
There was literally
she starts
a
giggling.
Moment. There was literally a moment at the beginning of the show where she said, I don't know what to do with my hands. And I said it at the same time that she did. That's not right.
She's predictable.
All right.
That's it. Let's get into the guys.
Yeah.
We're going to do something different this season that I think you will enjoy.
I'm kind of excited about it.
So rather than just sort of labeling them, we're going to do something a touch more creative.
Yeah.
We're going to assign them all superlatives.
Speaking of superlatives, did you see that Chris Evans went to his high school reunion this weekend?
No, but I bet you did.
Sure did.
What happened?
I don't know. He went and he was wearing a name tag that said Chris on it, which I thought was so adorable. People know who you are, dummy.
Oh, yeah. That and like literally everyone from high school is only going to see if you're going to
And
be
they
there.
Literally have been telling people, I went to high school with Chris Evans and he's coming to the reunion.
It's the only thing. When they do two truths and a lie or whatever, or when they start a new job and somebody's like, tell us something interesting about you. They don't throw out some thing like, I really like wine and being outside. They're like, oh, I went to high school with Chris Evans. That's their thing.
And that's it. They don't
don't forget.
They don't even do two lies. They're like, I don't even want to talk about the lies.
So you got to do two truths. Yeah, another
truth. You know, I don't care. They went to school with Chris Evans. That's what's important.
Let's start this thing.
Went pelvis to pelvis with Oscar Isaac.
Get away from the mic. we're going to do superlatives.
Yep.
We're going to do them for only the guys remaining. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, maybe we'll tease you with some of the ones we had for the guys who didn't.
I know. I have some favorites that,
I said,
that
yeah.
left.
I said maybe, but there's a 100% chance that happens.
Okay.
God, the box king.
The box king!
Oh, pour one. Wherever you are right now, just grab any liquid nearby and pour it out for the box king.
We love the box king.
He deserves that. He deserves better than this.
He deserves this box, your box, that box over there.
Every box.
Everybody's box.
Let's start this thing.
Yeah.
First guy who is still left is Cam.
This guy. I'm sorry. That was not my superlative.
So you might remember Cam from being on the After the Final Rose. He was the guy who started the whole episode with a rose.
Yeah.
My superlative for Cam is most likely to have already hit his peak.
Wow. Mine is very similar. Most likely to get too cocky too quick.
He's already there. I can't tell if he's dumb or too dumb.
You know what I can tell?
What? He can't rap?
Well.
He can't do that.
He cannot do that. Why is it that people think they can do that? They should stop.
It's like with another skill. Like if you couldn't juggle, mm-hmm. you would never show up on the show and be like, yeah, here's three balls and just throw them all in the air and not catch any of them. You would never just advertise that you couldn't do something. But rapping, for some reason, people, when they're bad at it, think that it's some sort of catchy gimmick.
And I think it's most likely because they're rapping for people that think they're good and have been gassing them up for quite some time. They've never rapped in front of anybody that really understands rap music.
Yeah, we are led to believe that he has the first kiss with her also.
Drama!
I don't know. I was very distracted by his veneers, so.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no shot for Cam.
Next up is Connor J., the sales manager from Newport Beach, California. I said most likely to overstay his welcome. Not because he's going to be annoying, but because I'm over it.
I've got most likely to turn and look if you yell bro into a crowd.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
He's a regional sales manager, which is the most bro title you could ever
totally,
have.
Totally, totally.
I think this guy sucks, right?
Yeah.
He spoke French to her. Obviously, she does not speak French. Girl, obviously.
We get it. You speak French.
She didn't even speak English.
Mm-mm, no. I mean, he had the maroon suit. That's all I got.
Let's go on to Connor S.
Yeah.
Connor S is a big, tall guy. He jumped over the fence to get in, which is kind of a creative thing.
He was out of breath.
Yeah, like, he is... He is definitely a goober, but, like, in kind of... I mean, that is sort of a compliment.
Oh.
Like, I mean, like, he's trying his best. He just... This guy's just going to be a goober, you know?
So what is your superlative?
Most likely to get sunburned on the first day of a vacation date and stay inside while everyone else has fun.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's too dumb.
He's too dumb. Mine is most likely to be that frat guy who thinks he's a nerd.
Oh, interesting.
Right?
That's a good one.
Yeah!
He probably, like, advertises it, like, this is our nerd. He's got a great GPA.
He's got a great GPA, and it's like, he's got a 2.5. He's got a 2.5. He's like, I loved Iron Man. You're 24. You were 6 when it came out. Don't even try it.
Let's move on to Darren. You might remember Darren from his head.
Oh, Darren.
Darren has a big head, which is funny because he's from a place called Buckhead. Which is almost big head together.
Yes. Darren is also the son of some football player. I don't know. But my superlative...
Well, if we knew his last name, I could probably figure it out.
I think we do know it. We'll figure it out later. My superlative is most likely to special order his hats.
Ah, that's a good one, given his body shape.
He has a large head.
Mine is also about his body shape.
Mm.
Most likely to spell thick with a C and a K and mean it.
Oh...
Right? He's not falling for this 2 C's mumbo jumbo.
Mm-mm, there's another guy on here who's got 2 C's, girl. And I'll tell you that is in a minute.
It is not Devin.
It's
Devin
not
is a
Devin.
Little gentleman.
He is petite.
He's fancy. He started with a bad virgin joke, which is difficult to recover from, but she has no memory, so it's easier.
It's fine.
He's stylish. Like, according to my views, he is most likely to live with his mom, but drive a $50,000 car.
I also said most likely to make me say who, but also this is, I just want to be clear that there's a lot of guys on this season with parts.
What do you mean parts?
Meaning they have haircuts.
Oh, hair parts.
That are parted.
Ah.
That are forced parted. And
it's not like that naturally. It takes a lot of styling.
Yes, I dated a guy who once asked me if he could get a part. He was a Gemini.
A part.
So.
He was like, can I get a part? And you were like, listen, one time I had a part in the summer stock production.
Yes, that's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Of the Phantom Tollbooth.
Of the Phantom Tollbooth. I was TikTok.
Yeah, I think Devin is a cute little guy.
Oof.
I'm like,
woof.
Listen, hey, listen.
From one cute little guy to another.
I'm going to say who I'm attracted to,
oh,
all right? And Devin is a cute little guy.
He's not your type.
Isn't he? Because my power rankings would disagree.
Well, then we got to talk about that later, too.
Let's talk about Dustin later, like right now.
Okay, Dustin is a real estate broker from Chicago. He is a nose ring.
I was so sure this guy wasn't going to make it.
Me too.
I was so sure.
Which is why my superlative for him is most likely to move to LA to find himself. What real estate broker do you know in Midwestern Chicago has a nose ring. And not just a stud, but a hoop, girl. It's a hoop.
So this guy was also
a Michael Jordan-sized hoop.
This guy was one of the five people on the first night. So she had more time with him than the others.
That's right.
So I'm giving him most likely to have only survived because she forgot everyone else's name.
Yes.
And she had two run-ins with him to remember.
Which is why some of the people that remain an honorable mention should have got a second chance.
Man, there's a lot of guys in here who don't belong.
I know.
Speaking of that, one of those is Dylan.
I like Dylan.
Why do you like Dylan?
Dylan came in here.
Name one thing about him.
Well, Dylan.
He's new in town.
Dylan came in and he had on what I like to call the white on white tuxedo, which is chef's kiss, one of my favorites. I always appreciate when a guy comes in and is not wearing a dark colored suit. Like, you're wearing something that's a little bit more stylish, like something that's kind of elevated, something that is a little bit off the beaten path, but still is very cool. And this look from Dylan was very cool. Also, he's super hot.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's in
superlative?
He's in my wheelhouse.
Did you already say it?
Yeah, I said most likely to wear white after Labor Day.
I have him as most likely to have been cloned in a server room somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's totally
he's
him.
He's a tech entrepreneur. Let me tell you something about being a tech entrepreneur. You have to have another career first where you make money. Then you spend that money back into other technology companies. That's how you become a tech entrepreneur. At 24, you don't do that.
I'd like to hear more about what Hot John might think about Dylan.
Hot John could be a tech entrepreneur.
He actually could be a
right.
tech entrepreneur.
Dylan cannot.
Cannot, yes.
Let's go to Garrett.
Garrett.
I have something positive to say about Garrett.
Same, girl.
What?
Yeah!
He is from Alabama just like her, okay. which to us doesn't mean anything.
It absolutely
But to that. Hannah, probably means something. She's very invested in that.
Yeah, roll tide.
He's a golf pro.
Which I'm, okay.
Right? Like,
here for it.
I don't want to say that's a real job, but it's a job that's going to be there for a while.
And you know what? In the years since Tiger Woods jumped on the golf scene, golf pros have started to really work out and start lifting weights. So this is pretty good. When was the last time you saw a fat golf pro? It's been a while.
John Daly.
Well, but he's 100.
Yeah, his drink is delicious.
A young golf pro?
No.
Who isn't jacked?
No, they're all in great shape.
That's right.
Thanks, Tiger. Mm. My superlative for Garrett is most likely to actually provide a viable life for Hannah.
Oh, my God. I said most likely to win.
She's got to look at this and be like, I could be the golf pro's wife.
I would love to be a golf pro's
wife.
Hang
out at the country club. You wear fancy clothes. All you do is social events.
Imagine going to the Masters. Imagine coming to Pebble Beach. Hello?
I mean, I think you got to scale this to Alabama scale, but that's where she's looking anyway.
I know.
Lens is Alabama scale.
I know, but think of the like high level golf clubs, country clubs, these courses that are gorgeous, that are all over the world that, you know, you could just kind of sit and hang out at.
Yeah. Garrett.
I love Garrett.
Early thumbs up.
And then also, Garrett was a little bit worried about his place in the standings. I think this guy's going top three. For sure. I'd bang him. I would also like to say...
Got a big square jaw, though.
You know, I like that.
I can't decide if he has no chin or all chin. It's kind of...
I think when you see him from the side, definitely all chin. And then he was also first out of the limo, which bodes well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Garrett, way to go.
Thanks, Garrett.
Let's go to Grant. Different story with Grant. Grant is unemployed. Grant is 30 and unemployed. Mm. You know, good luck.
In his bio, he self-described himself as the dude from Big Lebowski.
You know who loves the dude from Big Lebowski?
Who?
No women.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's right.
Ever.
What was your superlative for Grant?
I went a little different direction here.
Oh, okay.
Least likely to have put something on hold. How's that? Said least likely.
I said he's most likely to understudy as Fat Thor in Avengers Endgame the musical.
Oh, he's definitely the understudy.
Right?
Oh, that's a good
one. Right?
Oh, that's a really good one.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Thor's fat now.
Oh, God. What a masterpiece. So glad they did that.
spoiler alert, his understudy, even fatter.
Even fatter.
Because he's not even acting.
So sloppy.
He's just getting the body tank.
Very sweaty.
Let's keep going. Yeah. Jed, the teeny tiny little singer-songwriter from Nashville.
Another petite young man.
He's kind of a prototypical singer-songwriter from Nashville, right? Yes. Stop it.
Stop it.
I have nothing else to say about him. I feel like on the preview, he kind of goes a little bit.
I said most likely to deep throat a mic during karaoke. Oh,
you guys have to see Booksmart.
You have to see Booksmart.
So wherever you are,
yes,
there's this movie called Booksmart.
Yes.
Taylor and I already saw it because we're cool.
Highfalutin.
It's so funny.
It is so good, you guys. It's the only thing I care about.
Yeah, you have to see it. I don't know when it comes out again.
I think it comes out. I already saw it.
I'm not on like the layperson's schedule for seeing movies. I've already seen. Yeah,
the uncultured.
I am not the general public.
I think it comes out Memorial Day weekend. This is not an ad for that, but please. And speaking of ads, we're going to take a break for a second, and we'll see you later.
This summer, hit the road with great savings at Grismer. Now through July 8th, buy 4 eligible Firestone tires and you can get $100 back by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid gift card. Also, take advantage of the Firestone Buy and Try 90-day guarantee. As always, get 4 free oil changes with the purchase of any 4 new tires, lifetime balancing and rotation included. This summer, hit the road with savings on 4 new Firestone tires and get $100 back by mail. Grismer Tire, a legacy of trust since 1932.
So we're back to 25 to Life.
Do we have a sponsor now?
Well, a bit. Did you guys recognize that voice? It's my mom. So the next time you guys are in the Midwest and are looking for Grismer tires.
Taylor's mom is a voice actress.
Yes.
She does these things.
Yes.
We obviously we're like, oh my God, tires and our show about The Bachelorette. What those people need to drive.
Seamless.
What a perfect product market fit.
I mean, people are listening to this podcast as they're driving.
Yeah. You're going to want control. You're going to want service. You're going to want all the things Grismer tires.
People that come in, when you come in, they treat you like family.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
We're going to have these throughout the year.
Because it's just hysterical.
Just get used to hearing it. Anyway, back to Jed. I haven't given you my superlative yet.
What is your superlative?
My superlative for Jed is most likely to have been cast for his ability to double as the one-on-one concert talent.
Oh, yes.
He's already around.
Yeah.
You just strap a guitar on him and you're like, hey, listen, I guess get some publicity. We're not going to pay you, but like you could be on this thing.
Put him on stage.
He's only here for that anyway.
Give him a lower third and get to stepping.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Man, I hate to skip over the Box King.
God, the Box King!
We'll come back.
I love the Box King.
Let's talk about Joey.
Yeah.
He's sort of the lesser Italian. Like, he's Italian. Joey, obviously.
He's
right?
No Box King.
He brought champagne out. Like that's, I guess, okay. Got the hard part. He's like he's kind of a pretty boy.
He's got schnoz for days, and you know I like that. My superlative.
Do you have a type?
I do.
Is he Italian?
Very. He's not as Italian as Joe the Box King.
No, nobody's as Italian as Joe the Box King.
No way!
Julius Caesar isn't as Italian as Joe the Box King.
My superlative for Joey is most likely to be a 40-year-old man with a part and a chain.
Well, he's only 7 years away.
That's what I'm saying.
My superlative is most likely to have a history as a teen actor cast as Italian guy number 2.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a teen. Like at a high school movie, he's just in the background, primping himself or something.
Greaser, as they call it.
Number 2, obviously.
Yeah.
He's not number 1.
No. Number 1 has lines.
Let's go forward to a guy with 3 names, John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones.
The thing about John Paul Jones... Mm-hmm. Is that he's the bassist for Led Zeppelin.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was the Pope at one point.
And then, after that, the bassist for another band I listened to called Them Crooked Vultures.
Oh,
Dave
my
Grohl.
God. Nobody wants to hear about the stupid God, music I love that you band.
Get into it. Drama.
So this guy is everything about him is just colorless, which is interesting.
He is quite beige.
This is like, obviously, I think this guy's not here for the show. He's here for the publicity.
He's definitely here for BIP.
He's all about like, listen, my name is John Paul Jones. Call me by all three names. And like, that's his shtick. Mm. Which is like maybe cool if you're like meeting somebody at a bar for the first time.
But it's also maybe cool if you're 24 and he's 24.
You gotta have more of a personality than just, I have three names. I'm not sure he does.
No. What is your superlative, Adam?
Most likely to be here for Instagram.
Cool. Mine is also most likely to have monogrammed his name on a jean jacket.
Yeah, like this is his thing. He's moving to LA right now and trying to stay here.
To be JPJ.
Yeah, to be John Paul Jones. But like that name is taken.
Yeah.
By the Pope.
By the Pope. God rest his soul.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Last
good Pope that we actually liked.
Let's go on.
Francis is pretty cool.
Let's go on to Jonathan. This guy had a very bad pizza my heart joke right out of the limo and then disappeared for the rest of the episode. Did you see him?
I hate this guy, frankly.
What do you hate about him?
That the pizza that he brought out had pineapples on it.
What a bad decision.
Like, throw him off the plank. I don't know. Do whatever you need to do, but get him out of here.
He was, I like...
Literally get him out of here.
Pineapple? Did you watch the show? Do you remember anything about him? Like, if you're listening to this...
I remember the pineapple and it scarred me for life.
Man.
Terrible.
What's your superlative, though?
That was it. Most likely to order pizza with pineapples.
I was a...
Jackass.
I was a touch more optimistic.
I'm sorry.
Most likely to secretly get seventh place and no one knows why.
Ugh.
Every season has one of those.
Like, who's this guy?
And they're like, wait a second. He's still here?
No.
I think he could still be here.
I think there's another black guy that we like a little bit more than Jonathan.
Oh, I've got great superlatives for him.
That's right.
Let's hurry up. Let's go to Kevin.
My superlative for Kevin is most likely to be mistaken for Peter Krause in a dark room. And when I say dark room, I mean pitch black. This guy thinks he's Peter and he's not. How dare he get on this show and be the fat Peter Krause? No!
Hard to avoid fat Peter Krause. When you pointed that out to me...
It's literally hard to avoid fat Peter Krause.
It's the only superlative he can get.
That's it.
I'm going to double down on yours.
Yeah.
Luke P. Well, Luke P. is going to be the lightning rod of the season. It seems pretty obvious, right?
He's both the lightning rod and also will probably win because he got the first impression rose tonight.
You know the odds.
He's got a lot of the symptoms of a winner.
So dumb.
The first impression rose, the dumbness, the sort of overly confident testosterone stuff, but also laced with this knight in shining armor bouginess. He's born again Christian. And I would say... He's thick with two C's.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, it's like he really wants to be something. He just can't. Yeah, like, you know, he brought that pocket square, which, like, good for him. But he has no idea what to do with it.
He doesn't.
It's just mashed in there.
Mm-hmm. He didn't actually fold it and iron it and all that
He is going to be the most physically aggressive with her and also the most physically aggressive with everyone else, too. He's going to fight everyone.
Yeah, that's a bold prediction right there.
He is, I am most likely to be the villain. There's no way he's not. Just if you're in Vegas, putting odds on it. This is your villain.
And yet, also win.
Maybe the villain can win sometimes.
That's right. And when you get the first impression, Rose, it's hard not to come back from that.
Let's go to Luke S.
Luke S.
Luke S seems like he has a real career. Seems like it. He's a political consultant from D.C. But, like, he's the most boring person of all time.
Definitely.
He's already asleep.
I have his superlative listed as most likely to Sorkin walk and talk all of his Bumble dates.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm. I have him as most likely to have an ASMR YouTube channel.
Ooh, yeah. And then on his bio... He also said he gets mistaken for Nick Vile a lot.
no thanks.
He wishes he looked that good. And no Nick Vile thanks. Is not even that cute.
This guy looks real ferrety.
He does look like a ferret.
I just called him like I see something.
All right. Next.
Next is Mateo.
Yes.
I was so sure he was going to get cut.
Same. Because we didn't see anything from him. This is the guy also, by the way. If you've been following any of the pre-stuff that they've been doing on the guys, this is the young man who is the sperm donor.
Oh, that's more interesting than anything that came out during this season.
That's right.
He wasn't on the show.
He says allegedly he has provided sperm to 114 families.
It's a lot of masturbating.
It's a lot of masturbating. So I listed his superlative as most likely to have a break baby.
Mm.
The old D. Wade.
I listed him as most likely to just be named Matt, but need an edge.
Yeah. He said, your name is Matt.
This guy is not named Mateo.
Surprise
this
me.
This guy is named Matt.
Surprise
This game me. Is probably named Matt, like, O'Brien or something. And they were like, what is your name? And it's like, oh, Matt, oh. And they're like, Mateo? And he was like, yeah. let's go to a guy who actually is named Matt. It's Matt Thew.
This guy's occupation is carbid spotter. What?
I don't know. Listen, I've never been to a car auction.
I've never met this person in my life. I don't know who this is.
And yet he got, like, the second rose.
I don't know, man.
She was like, Matthew, I know I want that guy. And we were all like, wait, who?
What?
I don't know that guy.
I don't know. He just looks soups regs.
Do you have
He's 23, too, which, what?
He's a good-looking guy.
But, like, when you got guys on here who are 33, Joey with a chain, you can't compete.
Looking at you, Joey with a chain. Mm-hmm. Do you have a superlative for him?
I absolutely do not.
My superlative is most likely to have been edited for time.
That's right.
Sorry,
Matthew.
Let's go to Mike Johnson.
Oh, Mike Johnson.
Introduced himself first last.
Full gov.
Listen, I want my identity stolen is what I was hearing.
But you know, his name is Mike Johnson. Everybody's name is Mike Johnson.
That's true.
Like John Smith.
That's
or Tatum O'Neill.
That's true. It's got to be up there. this guy has a super cute little great grandmother.
Oh my god.
He's got 5 C's that he cares about.
What were the 5 C's, Adam? Do you remember?
Character, charm. I don't remember, but I wrote them down.
Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
I mean, yeah.
What if there was charisma?
Yeah. Character, charm, charisma, consistency, and compassion.
I
appreciate.
I like mine better.
Yours is, man, the timing on that. So, we didn't plan that. That's just chemistry.
That's right.
Which is also starts with a C.
Oh.
What is your superlative for him?
It's something sweet. Most likely to talk about his great grandma all night.
I went one step further.
Uh-oh.
I went several steps further.
Ooh.
Most likely to be the next Bachelor.
Adam Joseph.
Mike is going to go. He's going to go the distance, and he is not going to win. He is going to be the next Bachelor. He is a nice guy.
Adam, do you think we're ready for this? We've been saying this for the last few seasons. Do you think Mike could really make it happen? Especially if Garrett's going to lose to Luke.
I'm just trying to make good radio.
Okay.
But I do think he could. I don't know anything about any of the guys, but he's very comfortable on camera, which is something almost nobody can say.
And he's so much cuter than I thought he was going to be. And, like, he continued to grow on me. He's very likable. He's super tall, which is all on the table.
Yeah. Let's go to Peter.
Peter.
Peter's the pilot who did not fly an airplane down for his first appearance.
Literally.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? That's literally all I asked you to do.
Or at least, like, skydive or something.
Something.
Fly, land a plane.
Land a plane.
At the Bachelor Mansion.
In front of my face.
On top of the Bachelor Mansion. Land it.
Yes.
And then get out and be like, yeah, and also, but I'm in the show.
Yeah. I flew a plane.
This guy's going to go. He's a good talker.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the show for a while.
I mean, there were 2 pilots on the show, and she only kept one of them.
Well, the other guy sucked.
The other guy did suck. What was your superlative for Peter?
This is just a guess. Most likely to spray tan in the nude.
Yes, I agree with that.
I think he's obviously fake tan. I think it's everywhere.
Okay. Mine is most likely to remind you that he's a pilot.
He doesn't seem to want to let up. He wore the uniform.
Yeah.
He's like, He's a commercial airline pilot.
Shove it down my throat, Peter. Yeah. Now, you know, as
you're not like flying through bullets or anything. No, you're like, we got to delay while they come de-ice the wings. That's this guy.
He's the kind of pilot that's a talker. You know, when you get on the plane, he's making jokes. He's also telling you, you know, we're going to fly over the Sierra.
He's not reading the regular script. Mm-mm. He wrote his own little jokes in there. He wrote his own
script. No. See, get this guy out of here. All right.
Let's skip forward, right?
Okay.
The next guy is Tyler C.
Okay.
This guy is the first interstitial that we got.
Yes.
He's a general contractor, but he also likes to dance, which you can only find in Florida, which is where he's from.
He said he was 2 credits away from dance being his minor.
What do you think his major was? When a guy's a general contractor, you tend to think that's a straight out of high school type job.
I think his major was kinesiology.
Was it really? Are you making that up?
I'm making it up because he's probably...
I don't know. Sometimes you do research.
I don't know. He's like one of those dummies that was like, I'm just going to study sports.
This guy has about 0% body fat, though. Mm-hmm. He's cut up.
He is cut up. But you know what? General contractor from Jupiter, Florida. This sounds like my white trash dream man.
Oh, this guy is definitely white trash.
He's got the slur.
I'll give you that.
Of a
half.
Young man with a half brother, and a white granddam.
Oh yeah,
that is. Ooh, he's got an East Dayton slur, and I love it. That's it. that's it.
My superlative for him is most likely to be in a Village People themed stripper squad.
Hmm.
He's the construction worker.
Speaking of stripper squad, you guys gotta go see Magic Mike.
Oh, Taylor went to Vegas. She was on stage for Magic Mike. She was like lying on the ground and some guy fell down.
It wasn't the ground, it was a bed.
It was a bed on the ground.
It was a bed that was rising up into the sky.
And some guy came down Mission Impossible style.
His name was Anton. They call him the Viking.
Anton the Viking fell, Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible style, on these like cords down on top of
her.
They
were ropes, and you know it.
While they played Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Eat your heart out, Christian Grey.
It was a hell of a thing.
It was.
I was not present. I don't know what I would have done.
I don't know. What would you have done? I don't
nothing.
Know.
Nothing. Read a book.
You probably would have read a book. You would have been I like this song.
Anybody else like? I would have done that. Anybody like this song? I like this song.
Yeah, that would have been you.
Tyler C. Anton the Viking, Tyler C. What's the difference? How about Tyler G?
Tyler G is a psychology grad student. He also said that he's really into crystals, so...
This guy...
Yep.
It's a miracle he made it.
Yeah. Especially compared to some of the people that we lost tonight.
Yeah, like, first of all, he's a psychology grad student. He is not on the same plane with her mentally, first of all.
Hello?
Second of all...
Wait a minute, Adam. Was that your opportunity to talk about your degrees?
I'm not sure if you guys know this.
Oh my God. Here we go.
I'm not sure if you know this.
40 minutes into this episode and we could not move on without Adam talking about his
psychology.
Minor in psychology. Thank you.
Which makes me very educated. It's like all I ever talk about.
It is.
More than that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I wonder if he's ever going to let anybody forget it.
I hope he doesn't.
Okay.
It's a hell of a degree to get. What's your superlative?
Most likely to have a ton of crystals in his house.
Most likely to gain weight in his jaw.
Oh, yeah. He's jolly.
He's already putting it on. You can see, like, he's got it other places, but in the jaw, too.
He's also got a thick with 2 C's.
Maybe. I'm just saying, spell thick with a CK, and he's really into it, Darren. That's the right way to spell it. That's the end of it.
Yeah. Do you want to go through some of your honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Just a few.
When all the guys came out, I said, I picked a guy, and I was like, listen, Brian the math teacher is my guy.
Oh, no!
He looks just like Freddie Prinze Jr. is hot.
Brian took a great picture.
Brian caught such an angle.
He got the hardest angle out of anybody on this thing.
That's
Freddie
Prinze.
I was like, who is that?
And then he showed up on camera and you're like, wait. What?
Brian is Oh no.
So, okay, yeah, whatever.
I felt really bad.
I wanted to be for Brian. Then I saw him on camera, and I was like, we're not missing anything. Mm-mm. The superlative for Brian that I'm not going to get to use is most likely to be denied access by the bouncer because you don't look like your picture.
I said most likely to annoy me on his math YouTube channel.
Oh, because I'm listening to it?
Yeah.
I watch a lot of math YouTube.
Yeah.
It annoys Taylor. Ugh. You got anybody else you want to talk about?
You know who I want to talk
about.
Let's go
to the Box King.
Box King!
The Box King is Joe from Chicago.
I love the Box King, and let me tell you why. One, his Chicago accent is thick. Two, he's the Box King of Chicago, Illinois. Three, he is Italian as f***. There are so many children in that house. He's literally so Italian that when he brought the crew over to meet his family, they had meatballs just out on the table like it was, I don't know, a tchotchke on a coffee table. It was amazing.
It's a shame. Joe had a personality, man.
Joe was somebody.
He wasn't like the Box Prince. He was the Box King. Royalty. How do you turn that down so early?
I would be the Meghan Markle of the Box King Empire right now if I could be.
Got a big iron box to sit on.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
The ultimate box.
Yes.
And she could have a nearby box just as big.
Yes.
Turned it down.
I literally said, my superlative for the Box King was most likely to be my Italian dream man.
I wrote most likely to be in my family.
Yes!
Currently.
Yes! Joe is Uncle Jim's son.
Miss you, Joe.
Oh, I love you, Joe.
Missed him.
God love you.
Anybody else that we're really missing
here? No.
No, I think
that's just it. Really loved Matt. I love Joe.
Man. Yeah. That's it.
Box King.
Box King. All right. So now we're at the end of the guys.
Yep. Take us time for power rankings, brother.
Let's do some quick power rankings.
Who's your number four?
My number four is Garrett, the guy who actually gives her a good life.
Frankly, I'm going to say that's too low.
Wow. Who's your number four?
My number four is Mike.
Oh, we have duplicated some people.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your number three?
My number three is Connor S.
Connor S.
is the fake nerd. The fake fratty nerd.
My number three.
He looks like Tyler C, but he's not Tyler C.
Those two guys are very similar.
They look very similar.
My number three is Devin, because I told you I like the pretty ones.
Oh, Devin's too short for you.
Too short for me.
I said what I said.
I'm little.
I know.
Unless you've never met me before, then I'm huge.
All right.
And you're just, I probably sound like
you it. Like a tall guy. You want to feel like, you know, you're being...
I want to feel like a princess.
You want to feel delicate.
I'll say it.
You want to feel delicate.
Who's your number three?
My number two.
Oh, sorry. We've done these. Your number two is?
My number two is Garrett.
I totally get it.
I know, right?
I want to drink lemonades in that golf course.
Totally.
Man. I want that.
I want that soft southern drawl, like whispering in my ear, and then him like standing over me and being like, this is how you hit a 9-iron. I'm like, yeah. Tell me about that.
My number two is Mike. We swapped two and four. I like people who can talk, as we've said. And
I like
Mike is comfortable on camera and can speak.
I like Mike. Who's your number one?
My number one is Pilot Peter.
Really?
Yeah.
Pilot Peter seems a little too big for his britches. I think he's going to lean on that pilot thing a little too hard.
I mean, I'm like, yeah, at the end of the day, bring me a bag of those, you know, leftover peanut snacks. Like, I want that.
Yeah, they can't serve peanuts anymore.
Listen, you get to the end of the flight, and they're like, we got these boxes left over of charcuterie. What do you think? They can't just throw them out.
No.
Pilot's got to take them home to somebody.
What if he's got
that
those,
could be me.
What if he's got those cookies? The biscotti, like, cookies?
I love that.
Those
Biscoff.
Are really good. The Biscoffs. Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
The knockoff biscotti. It's a Biscoff. It's a You never thought that before? I put that together instantly.
Thank you, Adam. Yes. Thank God.
It's a biscotti. Okay. Is it?
Well, it's
a little off.
It's a biscotti.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Who's your number one?
My number one is Luke.
You idiot.
My number one is Luke P. I think, you know, she is a traditional person. The whole born again thing is going to really play well for her. And the first impression rules don't lie.
God, the stats back it up, right?
Stats back it up.
I always pick that.
I have decided that this season I am really going to go with the person that Hannah might pick versus what I like. It's hard for me to separate those two.
You idiot.
And
I'm going to go with the guy that I like.
I know. And so
I'm
going to
go with the guy who's going to bring me the sack of Biscoffs.
You're going to hold on to Devin until the day you die.
Listen, he's cute, right?
All
right.
Bold predictions?
Don't have any.
I think the two options for Bachelor are definitely Mike or Garrett. Because she's not going to pick Garrett. She's going to pick Luke.
Those are the two guys that we both agreed on their power rankings.
I agree.
Worth knowing.
The other thing, you had mentioned this, like, what is Hannah so upset about? It seems very clearly that she's going to get to the point of the fantasy suite dates, and one of the guys is going to say something like, I basically don't want you to go to any fantasy suite unless you go with me because, you know, I don't want you having sex with anybody, blah, blah, blah. And then she's going to have to tell him about himself. I think that's pretty much it.
I hope she talks better.
Oh, honey. No, yeah. She won't do that.
All right. It's going to be a season. We'll make it fun.
I guess.
Obviously. Yeah. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoy. Listen to our show.
Yeah, listen to the podcast.
You don't have to watch the real thing.
Don't do this.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Max King!
Stop with my mind. None of you know anything about me. I want fun, and I want adventures.
Because all we do is talk about stupid
jabroni.
Roll Tide, yeah.
It was real and it was raw.
I'm a normal human being, like, trying to be a bachelorette.